international probe into war crimes in Afghanistan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A decision that will likely make Secretary of State Pompeo happy. Fox's Simon Owen has details live from London.
But Dave, judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague rejecting a request by the court's chief prosecutor to investigate possible war crimes during the conflict in Afghanistan. Fatou Bensouda had proposed looking into the actions of American troops and those from other countries, plus the Taliban and Afghan government forces. But the State Department called the proposal unjust and revoked Bensouda's American visa. In its decision to drop the case, the court saying there's little chance those involved would have cooperated. Dave?
Simon, a new policy goes into effect today in the military, restricting transgender troops, even though four lawsuits challenging that still making their way through courts. Former Obama White House lawyer Greg Craig doing court today, like ex-Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort. He was indicted over his work in Ukraine.
This case is about whether I misled the Department of Justice to avoid having to register under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. I did not.
The snow shovels are out from Utah to Wisconsin after April turned back into winter.
All of a sudden, I heard this crash and saw a whiff of snow go by, and everything went black.
Well, she and thousands more lost power in Minnesota, dumping more than a foot of snow. The storm had blizzard conditions in several states. There's worry of a possible tsunami in Indonesia after a strong earthquake, magnitude 6.8, hit near one of the islands. Far away, though, from Palu, the Indonesian city hit hard by a quake and tsunami in September, killing more than 4,000 people. Rapper Nipsey Hussle laid to rest in Los Angeles after thousands attended a memorial service and thousands more lined the streets to get a glimpse of his casket 11 days after the Grammy-nominated rapper was murdered outside his own clothing store. There was another shooting yesterday near the funeral procession that left one dead and three injured. This is Fox News.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, we will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It was proposed political payback. The Trump administration reportedly considered a plan to send migrants caught at the border in what the president calls a crisis into his critics' own backyards.
The Washington Post reporting White House officials wanted to release illegal immigrants being held in detention centers onto the streets of sanctuary cities like San Francisco and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district. The report says the plan was intended to alleviate a shortage of jail space while serving as a message to Democrats. A spokesperson for Pelosi blasting the plan, saying using human beings to demonize immigrants is despicable. A White House official acknowledged it was a proposal that was, quote, floated and rejected. It is no longer under consideration. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Julian Assange remains jailed in London, awaiting a May 2nd hearing to be sent to the U.S. to face conspiracy charges over WikiLeaks publishing classified military information. President Trump said the attorney general is dealing with this.
He'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Though in 2016, candidate Trump said numerous times he loved WikiLeaks over publishing Clinton campaign emails. Moms and dads, did your kid ever eat a Lego or something else that freaked you out? If so, you're not alone.
Coins, small toys, and button-sized batteries swallowed by little kids are sending a lot more of them to the emergency room. A new study out today in Journal Pediatrics says between 1995 and 2015, those ER visits almost doubled from 22,000 to 43,000. The rise coincides with an increasing number of products that use button-sized batteries like TV remotes and digital thermometers. If swallowed, those batteries can burn holes in throat tissue, and high-powered magnets can attract inside the intestines, boring holes into them that can lead to blood poisoning. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise ahead of the opening bell. Dow futures up over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Former Republican State Senator Sam McCann is under federal investigation. Authorities sent subpoenas to the Illinois Senate searching for documents and records pertaining to McCann's time in office. McCann was the Conservative Party candidate for governor in 2018. A Springfield man is accused of trying to escape from jail by pretending to be a different inmate. When a county corrections officer on Tuesday called the name of another man being released on bond, inmate Kenneth Gullo Jr. yelled that he was the man. He's charged with attempted escape. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all stages of situations.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
June 23rd, the State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Tickets are on sale now at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ALINI-1, or in person at the State Farm Center ticket office. Foreigner. Presented by the State Farm Center Theater.
Siders or the Redbirds, baseball is an American tradition much like the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. The Illini Inn is open now and fully renovated, serving ice-cold beer, sports on all their TVs, and daily food and drink specials. Book your summer party at the Illini Inn and cheer on your favorite team. The Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. April 8th through 12th is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us change the lives of kids who need us most and celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week by going to dmbgc.org to learn more about our work and to support our mission to change lives at the Boys and Girls Club. Whose life will you help change today?
ESPN 93.5, our friend, counselor, Lee Richardson. Lee, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the story says that boys and girls are different. Uh-huh. How much did they spend on that?
I hope not much, because I could have told them that for nothing.
Well, me too. And I'd have taken $100,000 study money, so what's the point of this study?
You know, that's a good question, because truly we have known that, boys and girls, they're not only different, but their brains are very different. So the study, I guess, did show that the, you know, women have more white matter in the brain. And the white matter in the brain, that's the subway. That's what connects everything. So I guess now we can say that that begins in the womb. Because we know men have more gray matter. And we've always known there's differences in the brain between a male and a female.
So how do you, and you're a counselor, right? So you talk to all kinds of people, right?
Right.
Okay. So do you ever go home and say, I quit?
No, I would never say that. I might think it.
But how do you, and again, trying to be as sensitive as possible, I'm not truly politically correct. I'm not really good at that. But how do you counsel parents that want to raise their child gender neutral? Uh-huh. I'm not even sure what that means.
Right.
Well, you know, that is complicated. And now look at the bill that's in front of the House. The Democrats have approved on transgender sports in high school. It's very confusing, not for parents and for children. It is very confusing. And I think that for a long time, you know, we thought that being gay was just a choice. You just need to make a different choice. And we know now that it's not. It's biologically driven. It's the way things are wiring and firing in the body. So, you know, my counsel is what I tell every kid and every parent, be true to yourself.
But you're going to get stuff no matter who you are, what you are. You're going to get stuff from people, and it's going to be hard regardless. I mean, You walk around, and the worst thing about our country right now is I have to know what ethnicity you are, when in fact in America I thought we could escape from all of that because we all have opportunities, and I don't care. I mean, I totally go off to Dr. Martin Luther King's content of character versus color of skin. I don't care. But I'm just, now we have to identify with this column or get in line over here.
And I don't know why we're making life so difficult, because that's really, I think what we're doing is just adding a whole other layer of complexity, and it's making life more difficult for everybody.
Yeah. And as a counselor, would you ever want to tell one of your patients that you just got to kind of grow a callus on something to just kind of be a little stronger, that people get knocked down all the time and are mean? That's just kind of part of the dealing with life?
Well, what I do tell them is you got to own it. You got to own everything you do and everything you don't do. So I think that's just a little nicer way of saying what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because, I mean, think about folks who came to Ellis Island. You think they didn't get up when they got knocked down? They came with nothing, rolled up their sleeves, and just worked all day. Mm-hmm. Man, that's what they did. And we've lost some toughness. Lee Richardson, how do people find you?
You can find me online. I have a YouTube channel, The Brain Performance Center, on Facebook, and good old-fashioned website as well.
Thank you, Lee. Always a pleasure.
The Brain Performance Center.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Lee Richardson in Dallas, licensed counselor. 813, you can always text us, 359-2255 is our text line. A chance to win 400 tickets coming up at the bottom of the hour. Diane made me make this really hard.
Oh, come on.
She's kind of dissing me on... So when I said I'll make it really tough, and she laughed at me.
Right.
Yeah, if you hurt my feelings, I kind of need a safe place.
We have got a few texts. Good to hear you all this morning has come in. And who do you think the next non-transfer football commit will be?
Jeremy Warner show coming up after 9.
Right. And I know there was this defensive end.
Well, we got grad transfer from USC. And he, you know, 2 tackles last year. So he's not like, but what is USC's bench guy is going to play for me right now. So, any former 5-star prospect.
That's right.
That's
2 years of eligibility remaining.
Oh,
he's 6'3"
okay.
And 240 pounds.
Yeah, and he's on the line and probably very athletic. If you're a 5-star prospect going to USC, you're very athletic. And who knows what happened to USC. So, yeah, come on over. Yeah.
Aluluwi Batuka Jr.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Let's go. And then we've got that kid Holyfield that is apparently making a visit here. He was a Stephen F. Austin star, grad transfer. We've got a year's power forward. He's considering places like Kansas, but he knows Brad Underwood. So please come here. Please.
Brad Parks is saying this power defensive end was hurt last year. I think it was a hip concern.
Okay, well, come on over and get better.
That's right.
Yeah. 8:15.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
We hit the street and the reviews are in. Everybody in CU loves Rosati's Pizza.
Okay, so what do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
They're amazing. They're awesome.
It's good.
Our biggest fan.
It looks like you just had Rosati's for lunch. So what do you think about them?
I love them.
Hey there, can I ask you a question? What do you think about Rosati's Pizza?
It's all great.
Stop in and give it a try. Pizza, pasta, wings, and even fish for Lent. Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Yeah, Rosati sounds really good today.
Yeah, and the fish sandwich during Lent on Fridays.
And this Friday and Good Friday's next Friday.
Is
good
that Friday. Right?
We're here already.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, 21st is Easter.
That's right.
Okay, here's your sports headline.
St. Louis Cardinals win. They sweep the L.A. Dodgers. Mm. The final yesterday was 11-7. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, how'd you like that ball game yesterday, John?
Where do we start, Mike? Wild pitch, two-run score. Bader scored from second on a Walker Buehler wild pitch.
Wild pitch and gets away from the catcher. One-run scores. Here comes Bader. He's going to try to score the throw home. He's safe. And the Cardinals have taken the lead.
The Cardinals were down by three twice and fought back. They had 2 4-run innings in the game. Matt Wieters drove in 3 runs. He started in place of Yadier Molina. So Yadi will be rested. And he'll be all set to go on Saturday. But it wasn't a good day for Michael Walker. The bullpen, the batters picked him up. The Cardinals have won 5 in a row as they swept the Dodgers 11-7.
That's amazing to take a 4-game season. I don't care who you're playing, but especially the Dodgers. You win 4 in a row for the Dodgers at any time, that is really something.
And they hit 24 home runs in their first 10 games, Mike, and came into St. Louis on a 5-game winning streak. They leave on a 4-game losing streak, and the Cardinals have won 5 in a row as they go to Mexico to play the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night.
Day off today, and then Saturday in Mexico. The Cardinals are hot.
Cubs blank the Pirates 2-0. Big hit from Victor Toncana.
No. Caratini? Yeah. Victor Caratini? Quintana was the pitcher.
Oh.
It's okay. Here we go.
Here's a drive into right center field toward the gap. That's going to be a base hit. Descalso's going to score. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Caratini pulls in at second with an RBI double. Cubs lead 2-0.
Yeah, that was it. They had a 69-minute rain delay after 7, and then Jose Quintana, who was fabulous, 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, 11 strikeouts.
Joe Maddon was suggesting that the home plate umpire might be missing. So you can't argue balls and strikes, so he was ejected.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And there was some rain action happening.
69-minute delay.
Okay. So. And the ballpark kind of emptied out, but we ended up winning, so it's all good.
Who's staying at 10:30 on a cold, rainy night in Chicago with the Cubs up 2-0 in the eighth?
It's true.
I think there were less than 100 people to watch that thing fail.
And they'll be hosting the LA Angels. You hear the action on US 105.9. Remember Scott Sanderson? 4 postseason teams. He was in the 84-89 Cubs playoff team. He has passed away at the age of 62. Hmm. Illinois baseball. A blizzard had them postponing
Minnesota
baseball game up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Illinois softball is at Iowa. By the way, the Chicago White Sox were off yesterday. They've got the New York Yankees today. And we have lots of the Illini in action. In fact, the tennis team has their big home finale, Penn State, tonight at 6. Our women's tennis team is in Wisconsin. Illinois volleyball in Bradley. Illinois golf is in action at Ohio State. Men's track and field tomorrow at 1 should be fun to check out.
Lots going on in the spring sports. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
And the weather looks pretty good for us. Sunny and windy today with a high 56, low 36, 58 the high tomorrow. More clouds and a low 38 in the evening. Rainy and windy in the forecast as we wrap up the weekend Sunday. High 45, low 31. Currently 45. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we will give you a chance to win these Foreigner tickets coming up. I'll give you just a really small clip. This will be for the Foreigner Maybe master's or PhD level.
Okay, good.
Stand by.
June 23rd, the show at the State Farm Center.
Yep. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, oil company Chevron is getting bigger, buying Anadarko Petroleum for $33 billion. The deal is expected to help Chevron expand its deep water exploration in the Gulf of Mexico. Two major banks are reporting upbeat earnings for the start of the year. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo's quarters were stronger than expected. Fiat Chrysler executives are admitting the company was dealing with trade difficulties last year, but they are forecasting a significant improvement in the second half of this year. Rite Aid will sell CBD creams, lotions, and lip balms in two states. The products will be sold in Oregon and Washington. However, Rite Aid will no longer sell e-cigarettes and vaping products. It will remove them from store shelves within the next 90 days. Rite Aid is concerned about children using the products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch. Which was awesome.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
It's a big fake out. I was going to use this, but I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, too easy. You know this one, right? What? I should have used this one. Dang it.
I mean, it was you could.
No, it's too late. Head games.
Oh, yeah. I just needed to get there games that were playing.
Darn it.
In my head.
Okay, well, I was going to use that, and I should have because I thought Diane would know that one.
Right. That was an earlier one.
Yeah, darn it. Okay, so my bad.
Hit.
So now we'll go. Since I got your brain that way,
okay.
We'll do this, and then you have to figure out the name of this Foreigner song, my last pair of tickets. They went on sale yesterday, 10 a.m. at State Farm box office.
But you can call 359-2255. I mean text the name of the song.
Yeah, text the name of the song.
It's better. Ooh.
You know that?
I do. That's a great song.
I had the wrong song.
It's all good.
All right.
That's fine.
Dang it.
They're all awesome. It'll be a great show.
But I just thought head games you'd know, and I didn't think you'd know this.
It just took me a while to get there.
That's all I'll give you. If you text in the title, you can win two free ones.
Awesome.
Hard, huh?
It's good, and people are getting it.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, now you made me mad. I should have gone deep into Jukebox Hero. You never would have got that. Anyway, 359-2255. This is a cool event, and I think I want to take five boxes.
It's Shredapalooza at the U of I Community Credit Union. Join us on Saturday, April 20th for free family fun, along with food trucks and an opportunity for you to shred your sensitive paperwork. Bring up to five boxes of old documents, and we'll shred them for free. After you shred, stick around for music, local food trucks, free inflatables, and touch a truck. It's the fourth annual Community Shredapalooza, April 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the U of I Community Credit Union's First Street Branch.
Hi, I'm five-time gold medal winner Bonnie Blair, here to tell you about my friends, Betsy and Brad Park. They
own and operate CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, a local business here in Champaign-Urbana, serving all of Central Illinois. If I owned a business in CU, I'd call Betsy and Brad. Industrial cleaning equipment, commercial cleaning supplies, great customer service, that's CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Visit them online at CMIclean.com.
It's the 10th annual Champaign-Urbana Autism Walk and Resource Fair on Saturday, April 13th at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana.
Autism affects 1 in 59 children. There will be a lot to do with inflatables, games, and raffles.
Plus, Lone Star Lodge number 18, free and accepted Masons, will provide free safety and child identification kits.
The event starts at 11:30 with the walk beginning at 2. The 10th annual Autism Walk and Resource Fair, Saturday, April 13th at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana.
Details on Facebook and at CUAutismNetwork.org.
Partner with BC for Purpose and Progress during National Volunteer Month this April. From feeding the hungry to helping the homeless, our associates volunteer their time and talents during our annual initiative, Community Promise Month. With countless hours served and millions donated, we look forward to increasing our impact each year. Join our cause. Visit BC.com to learn more today. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Spring is here, and a new menu along with new drink specials have sprung up at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign, where everyone is welcome. Try Big Grove's new fish tacos, deviled eggs, black bean burger, Cuban chicken, or pizza of the week. They also have 5 new cocktails at the Big Grove Bar just waiting for you to try. And don't forget to make Mother's Day brunch reservations today so you can enjoy Big Grove Tavern like you always do. Big Grove Tavern, a classic tavern with a modern twist, 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Katie McHugh, I thought your kids are like 8.
Yeah, well, James is the same age as the triplets. They went to Barksdale together for a while, but they've grown up very quickly, haven't they?
I can't believe that. I just thought that was for me. It's for you, too? Dang.
Yeah, well, mine are 12 to 27 years old.
Katie, you don't sound anywhere near that. And Dan, your husband, awesome guy. Here's your challenge here, and I'm not giving you much. Now, you got to be able to name the title of this Foreigner song.
You wanna live.
Now, the question is, for 2 free ones and my final free tickets, Katie, can you name the song?
Urgent.
Well, get it.
So urgent.
Now, understanding you have children from 12 to 27, this is going to be pretty darn loud, Katie.
You know, we were deafened years ago, so it doesn't matter anymore.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We were deafened.
I can't hear you.
Just like
sorry.
You.
Uh-huh. There's something wrong with
what?
The microphone. What? Speak into the microphone. No, that's, yeah, we were the loud stuff. I never quite got it either. When we'd be at a show and it was like hurt my head, I said, I can't really, it's distorted to me. Why would we? It's to stimulate and to make you go, ah!
Right.
That's the whole point. So I would suggest going to Flightstar and getting some of those plugs someone with, I don't want you to damage your hearing, Katie. I'm thinking of you now, so.
Well, I know Dan might have damaged his years ago. He saw them in 84. He said he was in the fourth row. So he's going to be excited
to be able
to do that again.
Well,
I've never seen him, I'm looking forward to it.
You kids have fun. It's June 23, Foreigner State Farm. Enjoy these and good going.
Well, thank you so much. We love your station.
Thank you. We love you, Dan and Katie McHugh.
And Carolyn did some interning with me for a little while, and she's at Purdue now.
My goodness.
I know. It's crazy.
I didn't realize stuff went fast for others. I just thought it was for me.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Enjoy the tickets, Katie and Dan.
8:29, we talked to Ted, who is down at Augusta.
Right.
Masters, he's working the ticket angle.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty big ticket price for opening day.
$5,000.
Wow.
Nobody is paying $5,000 to get into the Masters. I mean, if you had me on the tee box handing Tiger the driver, I'd think about it. That'd be close. I couldn't do it. I'd get Johnny or somebody to help me on that one. $5,000 to get in?
It's a big ticket.
Man. Anyway, and Ted also said it was $2 to $3 million to get Tiger for an appearance.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that because I really had that one penciled in too.
That's right.
John Daly's only $25,000.
Actually, Ted had said he was at the Dunkin' Donuts, and there's a Golf Channel announcer. And
Billy somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. He was trying to get us to get him
right.
on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so. Ted's a... That's cool, thinking of us. Okay, 8:30. Check your news and see if we can find Ted one more time here for the end of the show.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Julian Assange's mother on Twitter is asking police, prison, and court staff to please be patient, gentle, and kind to him. Some members of British Parliament do not want Assange extradited to the United States.
His backers say he's a whistleblower who exposed evidence of atrocities, but he faces a hacking charge over his website's work publishing American military secrets. Assange is in custody here after being arrested and forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he'd been sheltering for almost 7 years.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Supreme Court approves an execution in Alabama, too late for it to happen.
Christopher Price was scheduled to be lethally injected last night, but just hours before, a federal appeals court judge granted him a 60-day stay to hear arguments against Alabama's lethal injection method. The Supreme Court lifted the order blocking the execution, but not before Price's death warrant had expired. The state Supreme Court will be asked to schedule a new execution date.
That's Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Former Republican State Senator Sam McCann is under federal investigation. Authorities sent subpoenas to the Illinois Senate searching for documents and records pertaining to McCann's time in office. McCann was the Conservative Party candidate for governor in 2018. A Springfield man is accused of trying to escape from jail by pretending to be a different inmate. When a county corrections officer on Tuesday called the name of another man being released on bond, inmate Kenneth Gullo Jr. yelled that he was the man. He's charged with attempted escape. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Some sunny and windy conditions today. High 56, low 36, 58 the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy to start, then mostly cloudy and a low 38. That chance of rain at 90% on Sunday. High 46, low 31. Right now we're at 44, ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is Friday morning. You got the Krannert 50th anniversary celebration all weekend. You got your Ebert Fest going through, I think, Sunday. That's at Virginia Theater. You have to stand in line for these shows, single tickets kind of a thing.
Jennifer Tilly was in town last night.
Yep. And Chaz Ebert hosting, of course, for the late, great Roger Ebert and Ebert Fest. We love having it here. Centennial High School Dance Marathon for the kids. That is tonight at Centennial High School, 6 to 10, if you want to drop by. Grace, Miss Illinois, will be the MC, so we'll be around.
That'll be great.
And then tomorrow morning, I'm helping Janet and I will help the Sheehans and a whole bunch of volunteers put smoke detectors in homes. In honor of their late son, wonderful young man, Christian Sheehan, who died in a fire in 2016. The smoke detector was not working. So to help others, that's what the Sheehans have done. And we'll be honored to help a little bit in the morning to put some in homes that don't have them, which is a great thing. Let's go live to Augusta. Ladies and gentlemen, 8:34, our friend Ted. So what has happened since we last talked to you an hour ago?
Rain pouring down, but it just lifted the past minute. Looks like it may turn to sun.
All right, so you have tickets to get in, and how much will you be selling these for?
I haven't found any today, but your ticket today was $2,500 this morning. It dropped to $1,700. Right now, but when the sun comes out, it'll probably go back up to $3,000.
That's amazing. So what you'll do is you'll go buy something for $1,700 and sell it for $3,000?
Well, not really. You try to give the people who buy them only pay $200. So if you can pay $1,000 for them,
wow, what
that's
a
the deal. But
not $100. Literally, if the sun breaks out, you make $1,000. Come on, Mr. Sun, come on out.
It's buying and selling, but there's probably not 100 tickets that come to this thing each day. It's I think there's 50,000 people here.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Hard ticket, the hardest ticket in the market.
But you don't, I mean, they're not people trying to crack down on ticket service people?
It's illegal, yeah.
But I mean, don't, I mean, isn't that, don't, aren't there undercover people and can't you get in trouble?
Well, you probably can. You got to stay a mile away from the place.
Okay. All right. Well, it's amazing because you're really, really good at this, and it's stunning to me how all of that works. But Augusta, Georgia, do you get to watch any golf, Ted?
I may go in. It all depends on how I feel. I watch it all the time on TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all the way I see it is all they'd have to do is legalize it, charge us $1,000 each for doing what we're doing instead of chasing misdemeanor offenders like us.
No, that's right.
Somebody more important
listen,
that's going to do something heinous.
I totally agree with this because it is a service. If you want to get out there and sweat and find tickets for people who want to pay it, what the world is wrong with that? It's whatever people
like
want.
It's like prostitution. You're not going to stop it.
Well, listen, and it's not prostitution, okay? You're providing a service. People obviously want your service, and so what's wrong? I have no problems with this at all because if people pay it, good for them. They want these tickets. They have the money. Good for them. Okay.
How come you're not down here?
I know. I would love to see it. Johnny says Johnny and Coach Ditka were on last hour. They said that the undulation of the greens and how hilly some of this golf course is, you just can't see on TV.
It's amazing. Just to be in the town where it's going on reminds you of when the Bears play the Packers. I don't care whether you're here.
Well, listen, my friend, thanks for chiming in. Have a wonderful, profitable weekend, my friend. Thank you, Ted.
I was just looking at Tiger's history at the age of 43 and won the Masters in 97, 2000, 2001, 2005. Wow.
Yeah, it's been 14 years.
Right.
So nobody has ever had a 14-year gap from wins.
Okay.
I mean, Jack Nicklaus's last win, I think he has five, and I think his last one was in 86, but it wasn't a long way. He won in the 70s, too. I watched the 1986. His son, Jackie, was on the bag, so his son was his caddy.
Aww.
And he came home, and the whole world erupted because Jack Nicklaus had won it again. It was really, really a great golf tournament. I'll never forget that. It was 1986. Okay, so we'll see what happens over the weekend. I would love to see Tiger in contention on Sunday. It would be an event. And it's just, you know, I was watching it last night because I tape it. And you just sit there and just the beauty of that thing. I can't imagine. Johnny describes it just as a garden. It is so gorgeous at Augusta. It's the best golf tournament of the year. For the most part, from the standpoint of just scenic and beautiful and how well kept everything is and the crowds. I mean, the U.S. Open is kind of fun because hackers like me like to see the pros challenged. And when you hit it in the rough and the 4-inch grass, I mean, those are tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions get really, really difficult. But these players, I am telling you, the skill level, it is hard to fathom how good an NFL player is, how good an NBA player is, how good a tennis player that plays in the U.S. Open, a golfer at this level. You just can't believe how good they are and how precise everything is at that level. They have been doing this since they were three, given the best instruction, worked 12 months a year on their sport, and there's still 99% of them that don't make it. That's what they do. And then a few get through and somehow have it.
Mm-hmm.
They have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to watch just because if you play any of these sports, then you just know. I mean, baseball players. And baseball players, high school kids adjust maybe game to game. You know, I'm going to do better next game. College guys adjust, you know, probably each at bat they can make a tweak here and there. The professional baseball players adjust their stance and strategy after each pitch. They're that good. And if you throw the ball an inch where you don't want to, the guy hits a home run. 1 inch. I mean, it's just stunning how a guy can say, well, he got too much of the plate. That means that the pitcher that you're supposed to get it on the corner and you moved it over an inch on the white part, silly, and he hit a home run. Bad pitch. What?
Right.
When I pitched, I tried to hit anywhere around the white thing. How can you be so...
Me too.
How can you do that? All right, 840, we'll take any text, 359-2255. ESPN 93.5.
Sergeant Andrew Good, Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
I got my start in Moultrie County. Obviously went in the Marine Corps right after high school. I was in the Marine Corps from 1999 to 2003. When I got out, I knew I wanted to get into law enforcement, trying to get my foot in the door wherever, and went into corrections at Moultrie County, eventually came to Champaign County in corrections, and then went to law enforcement in 2006. I think what it comes down to is just service mm-hmm. to community, being a part of something that's bigger than the individual, and I think that's something that's a commonality both the military and law enforcement, which I think is a big reason why you see a lot of veterans transition from the military into law enforcement or some other sort of first responder, because it kind of has that same kind of camaraderie and brotherhood that you have in the military.
Yeah, and it's a job where I think when you go home and you truly help somebody, I can just tell by looking at you here, and everybody can see on our YouTube channel here, but you like helping people.
Absolutely.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SKtoday.com.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
You worked hard, paid your dues, mastered your trade. Now it's time for the next level. At Roanoke Concrete, they don't employ workers, they build leaders. If you're looking for a job, hours, competitive wages, excellent health insurance and pension benefits for full-time hires, you need to apply today at Roanoke Concrete. They're hiring concrete mixer drivers, yardmen, seasonal help, mechanics. They're in Champaign, Urbana, and Bloomington Normal. Apply today and begin your journey. Go to RoanokeConcreteProd.com. That's right, RoanokeConcreteProd.com.
Hello, this is Scott Bailey with the Line A Collector Car Club. Sunday, April 14th, will be our annual Savoy Antique Car and Truck Show, located and sponsored by Warden Martin Buick GMC. This is right near the Savoy 16 Theater. Registration for vehicles is from 8 to 10 a.m. Those who pre-register for the show will get a goodie bag and a dash plaque. The registration fee is $10, and proceeds generated benefit Cunningham Children's Home. Secondary sponsors include Reynolds Towing and Peter B's Automotive. For details, visit our Illini Collector Car Club Facebook page or IlliniCollectorCarClub.com.
Yeah, and the spring game is tomorrow. They've got the Game Day Spirit Sale. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9 in the morning. There'll be people lined up. I think there'll be people lined up like at 8. I've heard that.
That could be.
But they have 90% off some stuff.
Right.
So if you want to get Illini gear and... I'm just trying to, in my head, would I check sizes or you just grab and go? Because what does it matter? Somebody in your life will fit into that.
Sure, it's a terrific deal.
$7 for that thing that's normally
right.
70 or something? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I want that.
Exactly.
And then you've got everything starting with our spring game at noon, and I think stuff kind of gets formal at 2:45, but they're done by 3:45.
Okay.
4 o'clock, they're going to sign autographs on the field at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get autographs from the players, and I presume Lovey, there'll be a big line for Lovey, then you can do that at 4 o'clock tomorrow. But, I mean, the weather looks like it's 58 and nice.
Right.
Light jacket. You see the Fighting Illini?
Agreed.
I am bullish on my team, as I always am. I think we're going to go to a bowl game this year. It's kind of what I got penciled in anyway.
Go Illini.
Let's go. All right, check your sports headlines. 8:43, ESPN 93.5.
St. Louis over the Dodgers, 11-7. That was a sweep. And now they head to Mexico to play Cincinnati.
I don't know if that's ever happened, right?
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But games Saturday and Sunday on the Cardinal calendar here.
I don't think they've ever gone to Mexico to play. It was technically supposed to be at Cincinnati, so it takes away the Cincinnati home game. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals don't give up a homer home
there
game for that.
There we go.
So, yeah, it's Cincinnati who won three in a row in their own right. So we're playing Monterey two games. And then the 3 o'clock ESPN game on Sunday afternoon at 3. Game gets over at 6. I think Monterey's central time, so they'll have to get on a jet, fly straight to Milwaukee, because they play Monday night in Milwaukee. So it's quite the schedule for the Cardinal charter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cubs over the Pirates 2-0 yesterday. Joe Maddon ejected trying to chime in when it comes to the strikes and balls
that
Jose Quintana was pitching. You want to hit Victor?
Yeah, Victor Caratini broke his hand. That's news. He's the backup for Wilson Contreras, but you know, pretty good player in his own right, but they think he's going to be out a bit. But here he is last night giving the Cubs their last run.
Here's a drive into right center field toward the gap. That's going to be a base hit. Descalso's going to score. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Caratini pulls in at second with an RBI double. Cubs lead 2-0.
Yeah.
And they'll host the LA Angels. You hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox at New York to take on the Yankees. Our baseball team for the Illini in Minnesota, not. I guess it was postponed due to a blizzard. They haven't called that date yet. Illinois softball is hot, Iowa.
Ton of snow.
I know.
In Minnesota and Wisconsin. A ton of snow.
I know.
Wow.
So, Illinois women's golf at Ohio State. Men's and women's track tomorrow at 1. Soccer in Louisville tomorrow at 2. We also have our volleyball team with a spring game at Bradley this weekend. And the tennis team is having their final home games. Penn State tonight at 6, Ohio State Sunday at 2. Women are in Wisconsin. Speaking of college athletics, looks like Nevada hired Steve Alford, new head coach, fired by UCLA at the end of 2018. Stanley Cup playoff action is in progress. St. Louis Blues lead 1-0 against Winnipeg. They've got a game this evening. And of course, Bryson DeChambeau at the age of 25, firing an open round of 66 at the Masters on the top of the leaderboard. 2-under for Tiger. Phil Mickelson is in the run also.
He's minus 5. Brooks Koepka's tied for first two. Brooks is, he hits the ball so doggone far. But at the Masters, you have to hit it in the right spot on the fairway, not left side. It has to be the right side on that hole. And then you have to hit it on the right spot on the green. And divide the green into fours, you have to be in the right quadrant. As Johnny said, it's for masters. It's for guys that can do that. Yeah. I once said to Johnny and Mike, I said, what if I got to play forward tees, and every time I touched the green, it was a one putt? Could I make the cut? So think about this. I'm on the forward tees, hit a 7-iron, hit a 7-iron, hit a 7-iron on the green. It's a 4 because every time I touch the green, it's a one putt, so I don't have any problems with the green. And they both emphatically said, no way. So that hurt me.
Okay.
847.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Our family started in the nursery business in 1865, and for 5 generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
When you say yes to Freedom Roofing, you say you are free from uncertified contractors, free from companies that dictate your time, free from sky-high prices, free from strict warranties, free from messy workplaces, free from poor service, free from roof damage, free from storm concerns, and free from bad siding. For the best residential roofing, commercial roofing, siding, and storm repairs, go to freedomchampaign.com.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The reviews are in and people love Rosati's Pizza. Thomas says the best downstate pizza, bar none. Ian says Rosati's has great pizza with a very friendly and helpful staff. And Leslie says she loves Rosati's. They use quality ingredients, which taste so much better than your typical fast food pizza chain. Go ahead, judge for yourself. Try Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Authentic Chicago pizza. Online at myrosatis.com/Urbana. At 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Or call 328-2334.
You have heard lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but what about dandelion, creeping Charlie, and crabgrass, oh my? These weeds can be destructive forces on your lawn. When figuring out the troublesome weeds, you need a respectable company that will give you the attention it needs. Spring Green is that company. Spring Green's lawn service program includes personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simplified and transparent process. To check it out, go to spring-green.com or call 359-2111.
One in five Americans haven't decided whether or not if they will attend an Easter Sunday service. Well, this is a time of deep concern for our country, our families, and our faith. Easter is a wonderful time for renewal. It is a time to renew hope, faith, and habit, or to plant a new family tradition. This Easter, Muhammad Christian Church cordially invites you, your family, friends, and co-workers to hear about a hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity. Our Lord lives, and He provides unconditional love, comfort, and healing. You will truly feel at home. Muhammad Christian Church is located at 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Our Easter Sunday service begins at 10 o'clock. And for more information, visit the church website at MuhammadChristian.org. Our Lord welcomes you, and He has been expecting you.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and breezy today. High 56, low 36. Up to 58 tomorrow. Starting out partly cloudy, then more clouds. Low 38 in the evening. Rainy and windy on Sunday. High 46, low 31. Currently 44. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we have a travel show coming up. Stevie J Travel. We're going to do that on iHotel, which is fabulous. And it's a travel show coming up April 30.
All right.
It's not very far away, is it?
On the last Tuesday of the month?
Yep, it's a Tuesday. Thank you. So it'll be 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 5 o'clock until 6:30, and we showcase all of the trips that we're taking. And then Sam gave us, if you come to the show, Sam gave us 20% off to eat at Houlihan's.
Wonderful.
After you're done.
John and Camargo recently texted at 359-2255. Roy McIlroy said an average golfer placed the ball in the middle of every green with a birdie putt on every hole.
Yeah.
They could not break 80. I believe that.
That's right, because the way... The problem is when you roll it, I guess, at Augusta, that it'll roll past the hole so far if you're in the wrong position. Because there's so much hill. We've all been, a lot of us have putted on a green where you're putting from uphill to downhill and it's hard to stop it. And if you stop it too soon, then you got still a downhill putt to go and it's the same problem. And these guys are so good at what they do, how they can lag, but they have to be on the right spot or they're just not going to stop the ball or they're going to make a 12-footer coming back. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, the April 30th show is open to everybody, 5 until 6:30, and you can come just for fun and grab some brochures and stuff that we have, but... We got Alaska coming up in the summer. You can still jump on that one.
Okay.
We got the Arizona Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karosik. She's going on Alaska as well. Janet and I are hosting the Rhine River. We got like two cabins left, I think.
Nice.
And that's September 20th.
That's such a blast in that chapter of life.
As
an exchange student in Germany.
I'm
doing that with my host family.
Yeah, we're going to just go to Amsterdam. Then we cruise over to Basel, Switzerland. But there's no motion on the Viking. And this is Viking. And Viking's like all these great ratings. We're excited about that.
Oh, great.
And then Hawaii. We're leaving for Hawaii late December. And there's no long flight. We're going to cruise out, cruise back. You can join our family for that. And then we've got Larry Canfer. Larry and Elena Canfer are going to do an off-the-beaten-path in Italy in April.
Ooh.
And then Oberammergau, which is a passion play. Every 10 years in Oberammergau, Germany, they put on the passion play. Everybody in the town, in fact, you have to be from Oberammergau or have at least lived there 20 years to be in the passion play.
Wow.
They've done it 42 times since the 1600s. 420 years they've done this.
What a tradition.
We have secured premium seating for that. If you want to see that, that's Oberammergau with Mary Beth in June of 2020. And then we're doing with the Champaign County Farm Bureau, the riverboat from Minnesota down to St. Louis.
Oh, I love that.
Go through all the locks and stuff on American Steamboat Riverboat.
Yeah.
And I talked to the Prime Dimers about that yesterday, so there's a lot coming up.
StevieJTravel.com.
Yeah, has everything's getting uploaded, all the new stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Okay. Awesome.
We will... Anything else?
Yeah, well, see you Autism Network for me tomorrow, 11:30 okay. Check-in, kickoff for the walk at 2, walk begins at 2:30. Lots of fun things for the kids to do. It's a resource fair. It's all at Stone Creek Golf Club and Addie's Bar and Grill off Stone Creek in Urbana. So come on out and join me tomorrow on 8.
All right, stand by. The Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. Tan Carp this afternoon. Cardinals off today. Cubs will play, I don't know.
L.A. Angels.
Today in Wrigley. Mm-hmm. Tonight in Wrigley? Today in Wrigley. Listen to US 105.9 Cubs coverage.
That's right.
Have a great one.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.